This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين وجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيًا عن أمته ورسولًا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today's topic about one word that it means a lot. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi had gone one book specifically for that word. His student ibn Taymiyyah ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi had another book, Madarij al-Salikin, and the other one is Istiqamah. Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he had one whole chapter in Riyad al-Salihin for Istiqamah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula for that at least 17 times a day. Our long hope and intimate, ultimate goal in this life is to be guided to that straight path. It is done as a compulsory, is an obligation for us in every prayer we do. Al-Fatiha in itself. And asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is telling him, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Specifically after Ramadan, we're going to roam around one ayah and one hadith. One verse in the Quran and one prophetic tradition in the Sahih Muslim. Roaming around, what do we do after Ramadan? So we're over it now. So where do we go? How do we handle it? And what's the purpose of it? And what are the consequences if you do and if you don't? And what is also the reward for you if you do so? So understanding the biggest magnitude for Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to make this an obligation, Fatihat al-Kitab is called Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book, because of that mother of the book, which is the beginning of Quran, comes the children, every ayah, every surah after that, comes revolving around that. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is telling us the guide for the answer, for the question. When we're asking Him to guide us, O Allah, give us the straight path, He gives you the answer in the following surah. The Heifer, Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-Kitab, Hudan. May Allah make us among the muttaqeen. Ameen. So understanding the biggest picture, and let's draw a road map with a visual so we will never be able to lead us astray. One narration says, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you an example, a parable, madal. He says, darab as-sirat al-mustaqeen. There is a straight path, and on both sides there is a great walls. And in the two walls, there are doors. And every door has curtains, drapes. And there is a collar from the beginning of that path, that sirat, says, تَجَمَّعُوا النَّاسِ. Everyone come, go ahead on this straight path. And there's also a wise voice from above that path. He says, anyone that goes into of any of these open gates through the drapes, he says, وَيْحَكْ إِنْ دَخَلْتُهُ. Woe to you. If you enter it, you will fall in it. Talijah. Says, woe to you. Do not enter through this gate, because if you enter, you will fall therein. You know what the scholars say in the repetition of this? Is at least this sirat al-mustaqim is Islam. This straight path that we're supposed to follow
is that Islam, submitting our will to God Almighty. And the color that is inviting everyone to pass the salat is the Quran. And the walls on both sides are maharimillah. And what is prohibited, what you're not counting. La ifrata wa la tafreet. No extreme one way or the other. The boundaries of what you're supposed to stay on the salat. And inside these doors are your shahawat, your whims and desires, your lusts, your fitan, your tests about the doubts and desires, the biggest two fitness. And the one that is calling from above, do not enter that, is your hay, your heart that is alive. It's trying to tell your damir, your consciousness, is telling you to stay on the straight path, do not deviate. Inna hadha salati mustaqiman. فَاتَّبِعُوا. Indeed, this is a straight path, my straight path, and there's only one straight path to Jannah. And it's the shortest distance. So Allah is trying to tell you, this is the only path that will take you there. To submit your will to Allah, to believe there's only one God, and follow the sunnah of His Messenger and the seal of the Prophets and Messenger. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And may Allah make us walk in their footsteps to be able to find them and meet them in Jannah after a long, healthy, righteous life. Ameen. So you'll understand the picture is there. Vivid. You can see it. You do this every day. You get on the straight path every day. But the way you take it is, it's the shortest distance to your work, your office, or back home. Or do you go around wasting time, stopping here, stopping there, talking to this, wasting time here, looking at that, lying, stealing, cheating, fornicating, and doing everything else around the straight path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell you, يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا. But there are people that are going to stop you from being on the straight path. They will fight you to death. These are the shayateen al-ins, not the jinn. The jinn you cannot see. But there are shayateen, there are satans, there are devils of the humankind. They will tell you not to go on the straight path. Come on, man, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just scaring you off. There's no life after that. We're all going to do this. And by the way, asatir al-awwaleen, you will hear this in legends. Stories over and over and over again. You will find these people. They will tell you, you know what? All that stuff is whatever. Don't worry about it. Just live, man. Have fun. Enjoy yourself, man. Let's paint the town red. Let's burn rubber. Let's go do whatever. It doesn't matter. Let's live a little. Does Islam deny you and deprive you of you having a pleasant life? La wallahi. It's all about pleasant life. But we talked about sa'ada, the true happiness. We talked about the true happiness has no limits, no time. A true happiness where you don't go gray. A true happiness when you don't get ill. A true happiness when you don't die. A true happiness when you don't move anymore. A true happiness where you don't stay so long anyone. And that's the true happiness, eternal. So we say eternal happiness is the one that we're after. Not the temporary one that you cannot have. It's not yours. You will leave it behind. So this path is yours. We said before, the path is clearly signed. One path is trying to tell you, here's a QW going to Toronto. Here's a QW going to Niagara. It's a choice that you have to make. Just before you get on the ramp, I want to go to Niagara. It's beautiful scenery. I don't want to go to the hustle and bustle. But you chose to go on the ramp that says clearly signed going to Toronto. You end up in Toronto, you say, how did I end up here? It's a choice you had to make. So all you have to do is follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. This is the ayah that we're talking about today. Those who say and they submit, this is رَبُّنَا, our Lord is Allah, the one and only Lord, deserving to be worshipped. And ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they were straight thereafter, steadfast. Is explained also by another hadith in Sahih Muslim, where a man among the Sahaba, Sufyan ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, I want to ask you something in Islam. لا أسأل أحدا بعدك. That's it. I will ask no one after you. You know what that means? Give me the bottom line. Get to the chase. Don't bother with the riffraff. Get off the weeds. Don't waste my time. He says, give me something, teach me something about Islam. I will not ask anyone else after you. That's it. Then what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied? What did he say? قُلْ Say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ Say, I believe in Allah, then be steadfast therein. That is explained. Another narration, قُلْ رَبِّي Allah is explaining the ayah, my Lord is Allah, then be steadfast therein. Understanding that bigger picture of the ayah, the verse and the hadith, the prophetic tradition, will get you on the straight path. Why? There's too many fawaid, benefits and virtues of this hadith. First of all, we learn that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, they were very harisin, they were very careful to learn about their deen. So what is the first lesson we have to learn? What kind of questions do we ask about, brothers and sisters? What kind of car you drive, man? How much you got in the bank? Dude, what, you're wearing Johnny Versace or Giorgio Armani? You got the bling bling? You got the latest haircut? You got the baggy, now that's too tight and you can't breathe anymore? And all of that stuff? Where did you go to high school? You know, what kind of sports you like? Well, you got an Oxford, Harvard, which one? Dude, who do you know? Who's the posse? Who did he marry? Why? Why did he divorce? And the list is long. So we understand the number one lesson from this hadith. What do we ask about in our lives, brothers and sisters? It's as a reflection of you. What are your priorities? What do you waste your time upon? Or invest your time upon? Number one lesson from this hadith. So please understand, the scholars will tell you, when you ask a question, you have to have three criteria. Don't just ask about anything. Don't waste your time. Don't waste anybody else's time. Number one, يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهِ عَمَلٌ Something will become from asking the question. You'll know what to do, what not to do, and how, and so on. يُبَيِّنُ الْحَلَالِ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ Differentiate between what is lawful and unlawful. And increases your iman. Increases your faith, your belief, your creed. Why? Because the scholars will tell you, the second thing is that iman itself is not enough. Because the iman, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ Say, I believe in Allah. Only? No. It was not a lip service. What did he say? He said, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ Then be steadfast therein. That means the iman, your faith, your belief has a fruit, has proof. We have to call you bluff. Can you say, I believe, I see the light, I repent, I am healed. Only? Will that take you off the hook? No, la wallahi. You will find out in the Quran, Allah couples iman with actions. Wal asr, innal insana lafi usr, illa ladina amanu, only? No, wa amilu salihat. By the time, Allah takes an oath, by the time, how important our time is that we should not be wasting. Investing your time, that's the bonus, that's the commodity you have in this life. Every breath you take, every day the sun rises and sunsets, does your iman increase or does it go down? Are you closer to the grave? Are you ready for that journey? Have you invested in the hereafter? Or was it a waste of day because it's called a present? The reason it's called a present. You can never get it back. Can you get any day back? La wallahi. Yawmun mafqood. Yawmun maw'ood. Wa yawmun mashhood. A day that is gone, you can never get it back. A day that you witness, and a day that is promised. So when you think about it, what do I have to do in order for me to capitalize on this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take an oath by the time. People in the state of loss accept istithna'. Exception is what? Except of those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, in God Almighty, the only one deity deserving to be worshipped. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ And their proof of their iman and do righteous deeds. Exactly what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So what do we have to do? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, learning again the lessons from this hadith. The scholars will tell you also that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam udiya jawami al-kalim. Look, there are books written about this statement, and an explanation and narration, and books are written again the ayah that I mentioned earlier. Books, but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it to you in few words. Say, I believe in God Almighty and be steadfast therein. Qul amantu billah thumma astaqim. Period. That's it. Amazing. How? Because the scholars will tell you that iman is a jawarih or intentions. It's al-qalbi. So the scholar says Prophet Muhammad ﷺ combined the actions of the heart and the actions of the limbs together in two words. قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ Which means what? I believe in Allah. Where does that fall? It's in your heart. So he's telling you that your way of iman is through your heart. Which means, if you really truly know who Allah is, the asma' and sifat, al-rububiyyah, al-uluhiyyah, the godhood, the lordship, the nouns and the names and the magnitudes and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in your heart, why in your heart? Because your heart is the king of your body. Why? Because your tongue only reflects what you have in your body, in your heart. Your eyes reflect what you have in your heart. Your ears reflect what you have in your heart. Your lips reflect and take you where your heart desires. Your hand will act according to what your heart commands you to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, He doesn't look at your bodies. He doesn't look at the color of your skin. He doesn't look at the bank account. He doesn't look at your status. He doesn't look at your height. He doesn't look at your beauty. He doesn't look at your clothes. He looks at your heart. That's what the hadith says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your hearts. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. He's telling you, in your heart, you have to have iman. Then, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then after that, if you really truly believe, what do you have to do? اسْتَقِمْ. That means جَوَارِح. That means your actions and deeds will reflect what you say. So can you say, I believe, but you're still looking at bad websites? How could that be? Can you tell me, I believe, but I'm not dressed appropriately? Can you tell me, I believe, but my money is unlawful? Can you tell me, I believe, but I still cheat? Can you tell me, I believe, but I still lie? Can you tell me, I believe, but I still whisper and gossip and backbite? Can you tell me, I believe, but I stab my brother in the back, I smile in his face? Can you tell me, I believe, and kill innocent people? And so on and so forth. It's impossible for us to say, I believe, without reflection of our actions and deeds. And that's why they're coupled together in the ayah and in the hadith. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi'ula to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Baqada wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqulu ma tasma'oon. Wa astaghfirullah li fa astaghfiruhu fa ya fawza al-mustaghfirin. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, linguistically and the definition of istiqama was sadat. Ibn Rajab rahmatullahi alayhi, he actually mentioned in the shar'i definition, saying a straight path, la iwaj, you cannot turn this way or that way. You cannot break the boundaries of Allah and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهُ وَمَا بَطَنْ, meaning the actions of the heart and the actions of the limbs. The definition of istiqama. The istiqama in itself, being steadfast. So as-sadat is what? سَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do your best, because we're human beings. We make mistakes. We sin. That's our nature. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula told us never to despair. Even if you commit sins, it doesn't matter how much. No matter how far you've been. You've never obeyed Allah. You've never believed in Him. You've never done anything He asked you to. You've done the exact opposite. Everything Allah told you to do, you've never done a thing. And everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to do, you've done everything. Similarly with Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. Allah subhanahu wa jalla is telling you, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Tell my slaves, tell my servants, tell my worshippers, those who exceeded the boundaries of disobedience, transgression, evil deeds, never despair of Allah's mercy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins except one. That if you die in a state of shirk, that's the only sin He forgives not. The only sin on judgment day, not in this life. Even if you don't believe in Him, even if you believe that somebody else other than God Almighty is another God, there is more than one God, or there is no God, or somebody else other than God is God, in this life, and before you die, say it with your heart and your tongue, and prove it and believe in it. Says, "Ma lam yugharghir." You know what that means? As long as you don't gargle, that means the breath has left your body. He says, if you come to me with this earth full of sins, but come worship me alone, do not ascribe partners unto me, I will come to you with this earth full of forgiveness. If your sins have reached the heavens, the sky, the firmament, But you come believing there's only one God. I will come to you with this earth and the heavens full of forgiveness. If you come to me walking, I will come to you running. And if you come back in repentance to me, I will not just expiate your sins and forgive you. I will take all the sins that you've done, turn them into good deeds. What are we waiting for, my brothers and sisters? So we have to have a roadmap. We have to have a goal in order for us to reach this mere life. Is just a measuring stick. It's just one step. Two khitwatan wa tasil. There are two steps, one in, one out. That's what this whole life is all about. So what do we have to do, akhi? We have to listen to this ayah to give you the good news. Because we know we're all sin. We all make mistakes. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you don't commit sin and you don't make a mistake, I would have wiped you out and created another creation to make mistakes and sin so I can forgive them and have mercy upon them. That's why I call myself the most forgiven, after merciful. So we never despair of Allah's mercy, no matter what. But the important part is amal. Not just the knowledge, actions. Because we talked about the twins of faith before. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who say, my Lord is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. What happens, Ya Allah? And that's what we're going to finish with, inshallah. What happens, Ya Allah? If I believe there's only one God. And then steadfast therein. Why steadfast therein? Because Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, صَلِّ إِنْ شِئْتْ. صُمْ إِنْ شِئْتْ. وَلَكِنَّهَا الْإِسْتِقَامَةَ. He says, go ahead, pray if you wish. Fast if you like. But what did he say after that? But indeed, the whole thing is about istiqama, the straight path. The straight path that we have to stay on. So I want you to think that there are shayateen on both sides of this wall. They're calling you. There's a girl, 36, 24, 36, blonde hair, blue-eyed. She's telling you, hey, big boy, I want you to have a subliminal message in the back of your mind. She's going to take me away from the hurrain. She's going to take me away from Jannah. Is she really worth it? Can you hear the wa'idh? Can you hear in the background? Can you hear in your subconscious mind? Can you hear it in your ear? Can you at least listen with your heart? Wayhak, wayhak, woe to you, woe to you. Where are you going? How could you be leaving the straight path that is going to take you to Allah? How could you leave the straight path that the Sahaba walked in the footsteps of Rasulullah? How could you leave the straight path that you will fall therein if you don't thought you will pass the straight path in this life? Because there will be a straight path on that over the hellfire on Judgment Day. If you walk straight on this path, you will walk straight on the other path. If you fall here, you will fall there. My brothers and sisters, this is a straight path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about. This is the same straight path the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew a line. He says, this is the straight path of Allah. And he drew lines. And this is the path of shaitan. Stay on the straight path, because every time you turn, every time they take money that's haram, I want you to think it's another gate that I put my hand, but that gate has hellfire out. I will get burned. Is it really worth it? Every time you hear somebody talking about somebody else behind their back, gasping, backbiting, you don't want to do this because that's another gate that you will burn from. I want to go to Jannah, Ya Allah. My goal is to go straight to heaven. I don't want to do any of that deviation. I want to stay on the straight path. So brothers and sisters, a true believer's heart has eyes. They can detect. They can see who's on the straight path and not. Who I want to have my company. Who do I want to have to go with me to Jannah? Who will take me with him to Jannah? Who will take me on the straight path? Because that is exactly the company you keep. Three criteria, no fourth. This, when you see them, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ ذَكَّرَكَ بِاللَّهِ رُوِيَتُهُ. Extremely important, if you want to start on the straight path, you have to do what? الصاحب, ساحب. الرفيق, قبل الطريق. Your friends will pull you. You choose your friend before you choose your path. So they have to have three criteria. What are the three criteria? إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ ذَكَّرَكَ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. My brothers and sisters, we see enough in our path. Wallahi, we've seen enough, doesn't matter where we go in the world. We see the same thing. The brothers are good, the sisters are good, all of a sudden the parents come and cry, they say, only if, only when. When they left the company, the righteous company. When they left the righteous environment, they lost it. My brothers and sisters, this path is extremely important. You cannot let go. So the first criteria, if you see them, they will remind you of Allah. So ask yourself right now, my friends right now, when I see them, do they remind you of Allah? Or do they remind you of the Bollywood? With no offense, please. You understand what that means. Number two, دَلَّكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَالُ. They will guide you the straight path. The way they act, the way they live, the way they behave. Everything about them is Quran and Sunnah. As much as possible, humanly possible. And number three, is زَادَكَ إِمَانًا مُتِّقُ. When they speak, you feel like you've taken a shot, a boost. So you want to hang around. Hang around these people, don't let them go. Why? Because the ayah explains. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. What happens, Ya Allah? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Ya Salaam. When? Just before we die, the angels descend upon you. What do they say to you, أخي نفتي؟ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be afraid of what? The future. We're afraid of the future. How am I going to make a living? What do I job? Who do I get married? What about the kids? What happened to them? Do they? Will they be led astray? All of that stuff. We're afraid of the future. So God Almighty says, telling you, the angels will descend. If you stay on this path, the angels will descend at the time you need them most. Just before you die. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Do not be feared. Do not be scared. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And don't be saddened. No sorrows, no remorse, no regrets about what? Your past. So if you're not afraid of the future and you're not sad about your past, what happens? نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your comrades. We are your guardians. We are your company that kept you, with a voice that kept you. Remember that path? Remember that path? Remember that voice? That's the voice that you have to have. Stay away from these gates. Do not deviate from the straight path. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In this life, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Meaning what? In the hereafter. That means we will also not just guide you in this life, we will also guide you in the hereafter. We will guide you to the path. We will carry you. You know why? Because you carried us. Because doing the righteous thing, it was very difficult. It's a burden to carry. But on judgment day, you will be carried by a beautiful looking man. Who are you? Says, I'm your righteous deeds. You carried me. In this life, it was a burden. It's not easy not to lie, not to cheat, not to steal, not to look, and. Not easy. So it was a burden. But now it's time to pay back. You rewrite me. I'll take you through. On the other, the opposite is true. If you actually written your fault, your whims and desires, on judgment day, you will carry them. The other is true. So نحن أولياءكم في الحياة وفي الآخرة. What does they say? What is the glad tiding? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you what? For you is Jannah. The reward is the endless eternal pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi ula. Given everything you greed, everything you ask for, anything you whims and desires, and there is more. Who wants to take this offer? The path is there. Your GPS is on. You're riding this vehicle of your life. Your choice to go in the doors, your choice to go straight. Don't blame anyone except ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. And be held steadfast on the straight path of follow Quran and Sunnah. So we can meet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah with no accountability to be able to see the magnificent face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhla wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallamu alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الاولين وفي الاخرين وفي الملأ الاعلى من الدين اللهم انصر الاسلام واعز المسلمين واعني بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا متسلمين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على اله وصحبه وتابعين واقم الصلاه